Speaking to reporters shortly after meeting Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, head of the Sudanese Sovereign Council, General Tai said he updated al-Burhan, who is also chairman of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, on South Sudan's progress in implementing the peace deal, but says he also describes the need to speed up key chapters of the agreement that have not been carried out.
We highlighted mainly on the chapters that we think they are critical for the purpose of seeing on how the South Sudan can be assisted. We briefed him on the chapter two about the unification of forces and the challenges that are there, the issues of the DDR, the issues of the unification of forces, and also the issues of how this can be go forward.
Sudan and Uganda are the guarantors of South Sudan's revitalized peace agreement signed in September 2018 in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The RJMEC interim chairman describes the recent appointment and establishment of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly as a good progress towards realizing a complete government structure in South Sudan. General Tai says he and General al-Burhan discussed South Sudan's constitution-making process in detail.
His Excellency was very pleased about the work that we are doing, and he promised us that he's going to ensure that the issues that we have discussed with him is going to take them up and be able to assist South Sudan.
Tai says al-Burhan reiterated the commitment of the Sudanese transitional government to assist South Sudan in achieving lasting peace and stability in the country. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.